Although we can express the phase difference in fairly simple mathematics, we still like to have an approximate expression, which is first order approximation of these square roots. Phase difference is proportional to antenna heights divided by the wavelength multiplied by the distance. So I plug this expression into my phase difference. Received power is free space loss, with all the terms that we've seen before, plus this reflected wave. The problem that we have in wireless communication is that if I reflect a signal off the Earth's surface, at the point where I do this reflection, I see a 180-degree phase shift. So if we make this path longer and longer, this difference in path length goes to zero. And then we have one wave line of sight, one reflected wave, which is in opposite phase and arrives here at the receiver and almost cancels the line of sight. So in the limiting case, we say, well, this phase goes to zero, and this is 1 plus minus 1, so it's 0. So we need to be a little bit more accurate here.